Good afternoon, the Exotic Vet. This is Sharon.
Hello, Sharon. My name is Fern. I'm just ringing. I can see you guys' clothes. I won, and I'm in Caboolture. I just have a little bit of a question. I don't know if you might be able to help me. I have a little lovebird. I would have brought him in, but I've just noticed this morning his breath smells different than usual, and I am just very paranoid. I've been sick recently, and I don't want him to get unwell, so I was just, I guess, ringing to see if that's like a bad sign of anything.
Not you. Has he been eating anything different or...
No, he's
new
been...
No food or anything?
No, he's been, like, eating, playing, still, like, and pooping the same. It's just, I've been sick for, like, 3 weeks, and it was just kind of like, his breath just smells, like, a bit garlicky, I don't know. And it's just, I've been out this morning, and I've come back, and it just smells like that. So I haven't had him out, so I wasn't sure.
And
I Google things, and they're like, hey?
He's a lovebird, you said?
Yes, he's like a little, masked lovebird.
Yeah, it's a little bit strange if it smells like garlic. Sometimes it can be some kind of infection, something going on there, like a crop infection or something.
Yeah, I was just, like, having, like, a little look online. I don't know, is there anything, like, I can get him from the pet store that might be, like, a bit of a preventative?
No, nothing from the pet store, because they need to know what... They'll generally, if you take him to the vet, they'll do a swab and see what kind of infection it is, if he has got one. Is everything else completely normal with him? Like he's eating and he's bright and happy?
Yeah, no, he's eating, he's bright. He's like on me at the moment. He's not like fluffed up at all. He's still very curious and everything like that. It's just the breath.
Yeah, it's a little bit weird. Generally, I've only smelled that in chickens, but it's generally when people have given them garlic to try and combat an infection. But if it's changed a bit, then it could indicate something. And birds are also very good at disguising when they're unwell, so they'll pretend they're fine until they can't. So sometimes if it's a very mild infection, it's hard to even know that they're sick. So it's up to you if you just want to monitor him or if you want to bring him in like one day next week and see if there is an infection starting. Has he had a health check? Like, how old is he?
He's only probably like 3 or 4 months. I haven't had him for very long.
Oh, he's a baby. Oh,
a little baby, yeah.
Has he had a health check at all since you got him?
No, he hasn't.
Yeah, well, it's probably a good idea to get one anyway, just to make sure there isn't any infections. Often as babies, they can get infections just from their food and like changing. Like, how long have you? You've only had him a few weeks, did you say?
I probably had him a month or two now.
Okay. And he was fully weaned when you got him, I'm hoping?
Yeah, fully, like, on the feed and stuff.
Okay. Is he on pellets or just feed?
So he has, like, pellets, and then I do give him, like, a little bit of fruit and veg. And then feed. I kind of give him, like, a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I mean, it's up to you. So you can just watch him if everything else is normal, but because they are so good at hiding things and he's a baby, I'd probably recommend,
you guys,
if he didn't notice a breath, I'd still recommend a health check just because he's a baby.
You guys aren't open tomorrow, are you?
No. Unusual Pet Vets up at Budrum are open tomorrow. If you need to take him there, they're open till 5 o'clock today and I think 10 to 4 tomorrow. That's the only one that's open on a Sunday that treats exotics, like your birds and things.
Okay.
So if you want to, you can try and get in there. There's no extra charge for a Sunday, but they do have to charge emergency if they're fully booked.
Okay. No, that'll be fine. Thank you so much.
That's okay, but otherwise, if you want to bring him in here or there next week, just give us a call and let us know. And
definitely.
Make sure he's kept warm. Always make sure he's kept warm.
I will. I do have this, like, little... like vitamin powder that I have been putting on his food. Should I continue doing that or
no? He shouldn't need that. As long as he's eating okay. He really should be on a good quality pellet as well.
Yeah.
So if he's on a good quality pellet, then he's getting all his nutrients that way. But yeah, I wouldn't mess with the vitamins in case you can potentially overdose him on the vitamins. So I wouldn't do that. Just make sure he's eating well. Does he eat fruit and veg as well?
Yeah, he's a little bit fussy, but he does like veggies.
Oh, good. Yeah, so he'll be getting his vitamins from his veggies. So yeah, I wouldn't do the powder as well.
Okay.
But yeah, just as I said,
no, thank you
sure
so much
nice
for that.
And he's nice and warm, and yeah, just watch him closely. Otherwise, if you want to bring him for a health check, just let us know.
No, I might. I'll probably definitely do that early next week. Thank you so much.
No worries. All right. Happy days. Okay. All right. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.